Okay, we're back. Meron pa ba kayong questions? Okay ba yung anyone else before we start again? Lana, okay. Session 2 question. Please share to your seatmate or among the three of you. Share your most memorable team experience. And what made it so memorable for you? Pwede tong nung bata ka pa, yung kasama ka nung basketball team nung bata ka, or any memorable team experience. Meron kayong as a team na ginawa together na memorable talaga because you, whatever reason, it might be embarrassing or maybe you accomplished something special. Pwede bang i-share nyo yan dyan sa group nyo? Think through it. Okay. Anybody wants to share? Yung hindi pa nag-share, dito. Si Anna. Anna, share.
I just remember kasi when I was working before sa isang factory, like we are kasi into the ISO certification. Most of them kasi, they're unsure of me because I was new to the team. And at the same time, the management made me the management rep, so the head of the team. So for me, because I'm just new to the industry, though it's my ano naman, within my qualification naman, but still, ang daming mga ano, ang daming mga tawag nito, mga opposing people, especially the VP, yung mga directors, mga ganun. Kasi she's new, but she's handling it, ganun. But for me, kasi sabi ko, Lord, sabi ko, I want to prove them na it is not me who's going to work in it, but it is you, sabi kong ganun. So despite sa maraming mga ano namin, struggles, iyakan blues, sama ng loob, but still, since you have a common goal and sabi ko nga, Lord, I'll trust in you. And it's a good thing then, kasi Christian din yung boss namin. And he trusted in me in that area. So, super, kumbaga, they were expecting for a two-month process to do that. But I did it for within the 6 months period because of the nakuha ko rin at the same time yung respect nila in the end. So, doon na nakikita nila na, ay, tama si, si Ann. Si Lord talagang gumalaw. Yan.
Okay, thank you. It was memorable kasi challenging yung situation and then na-win yung team over. Yes. Okay, thank you. Ito, Lara. Lara, gustong-gusto mag-share. Nakita ko eh.
ako po, yung one of the memorable team experiences that I've had was when I was in college. Kasi I was a part of a dance group in Miriam. Tapos,
sample.
Hindi ka lang.
Sam, alam niya na kung alang, sino magsasama.
Tapos po, we had a competition na, and then, basta may, yung rules po ng competition was just 12 members lang of the team will join. And then, I gave up my slot dun sa team for one of the older na members nung ano. Tapos, kasi I was also the president during that time. So parang, I spoke with the coach and then I said na, I'll give up my slot for her. Tapos, nag-ayos kami ng props, ganun, everything that's needed in for that part of the competition. Tapos, parang, it was memorable for me kasi, na-appreciate nung team na I gave up my slot. Tapos, God gave us the championship title that year.
Wow. So, yun. Sacrifice for the sake of the team. Thank you. Dito naman, Tin. Tin, man, dami. Sige, Tin. Lagi kasi karaming nakikita sa meeting namin.
Karamdam ka. I'll share a different one from what I shared with them. Siguro nung college ako, I was part of the Red Cross.
Wow, sample.
The Red Cross officers, parang ganyan. Tapos, I had a teammate who was a friend, who became a friend of mine. And then at the end, nag-clash kami. Tapos, basta nagkasagutan kami. Tapos nag-a-attend na ako noon ng youth jam. Tapos noon nag-victory weekend ako. After victory weekend, I had that impression to forgive her and come to her and tell her to forgive me and ganyan. Tapos nung nakita ko siya right after victory weekend sa campus, hinag ko siya, tapos sabi ko, please forgive me, ganyan. Tapos alam mo yung tulalang-tulala, so, ano nangyari sa'yo? But then at my end, sabi ko, Lord, I've done my part na. She saw that I asked for forgiveness. And it's up to her then na kung patawarin niya ako or ganun. Tsaka para ma-save yung team din namin because we were graduating at that time.
Wow, okay. Thank you. Palakpakan naman natin yung mga nag-share. Let's talk about teamwork. Teamwork is not just a good slogan or a buzzword. It's a strategy. It's a choice. And it's something that we can choose to do. Okay, as we talk about teamwork, what is a team? Let's have a working definition of a team. A team is a relatively small number of people that shares common goals as well as its responsibilities and rewards for achieving them. So common things of a team. Number one, common goal. Number two, common responsibilities. And number three, common rewards. And that's the beauty of working as a team. Yun yung isa sa na-appreciate ko sa team. Kasi diba pagka mag-isa ka lang na-accomplish mo, you celebrate with yourself. Pero pagka na-accomplish nyo together, you celebrate it together, mas masaya. That's the beauty of it, di ba? Parang maka-hole in one ka nga sa goal. Parang, yeah, ikaw lang mag-isa, di ba? So, here's an overview of an effective team. This is based on the five dysfunctions, but overview of an effective team. Number one, They trust one another. The most foundational of an the basic foundation of an effective team. Sorry, iniba kaya tayo materials. They trust one another. Mag notes na lang kayo. One of the things that can be a hindrance to teamwork is when the team members are reluctant to be vulnerable with one another. The operating word with trust is vulnerability. When you become vulnerable, kaya a good ano yan eh, I think one of the good gauge of the effectiveness of your team is your comfort level to be vulnerable to the team members. When you think about your own team, how comfortable are you to be vulnerable to them? How comfortable are you to open up your mistakes, admit it, open up and admit your weaknesses? How open and comfortable are you to ask for help? That's one big thing. And again, trust is very important. Again, going back to here in Victory, I think that's one of the biggest things that have been established here. And again, that's Pastor Steve started that. But there's a culture of trust. Mataas yung culture of trust. Kaya pag tiningnan mo, even it's easy to admit mistakes, it's easy to say I'm sorry, it's easy to take responsibility because you know you will not be judged. Diba? Alam mo yung hindi ka i-judge, hindi ka i-condemn, hindi ka i-accuse. You will not leave feeling like you're really stupid. You won't feel bad about yourself. And that's part of a team. And we create that together. I hope we just don't depend on the leader to create that culture of trust. But we create that together by how do we create trust in a team? Sige nga, tanong. If you're part of a team, how do you help create a culture of trust? Yes, Anne. Okay. As much as you can, be transparent. Anyone else? Yes, Val. Okay, so pag ayun, admitting if you need help, admitting kung hindi mo na kaya, so communication. Communicate it right away. J-Lord.
Being consistent to what we say and do.
Okay.
So with that, they can actually put their trust on us.
Okay, being consistent in what you say and do, then it builds trust. Anyone else? Yes, Coach JC. Okay, meeting your deadlines, in other words, being reliable. Lalay. Okay, keeping your words on. Okay. We have to use mics now. Meron ba tayong mic per group? Ayan. Okay. Okay, Lynn, eto.
Sharing of opinions
build trust. Okay, you have to voice out your opinion and not keep silent. Lara,
For me po, letting them know that they can correct you.
Okay, very good. Now that's very important. Letting them know, so taking the initiative. This is really good, and we've just talked about this. Even at our levels as spam, Pastor Steve would say, do you know, he asked as a question, do you have somebody in your life where they can speak into your life and you will stop dead on your tracks no matter what it is? Even if you don't understand it, even if you don't see what they're saying. And we said, yes, in our family, in our marriage, in our parenting. And then he said, but it's always good, when we were talking, it's always good. You just don't say, oh, all of you, you're open to correct me anytime. But it's always good to go to someone personally. That's and say, please, if I'm saying something wrong, if my tone is bad, if you feel like I'm judgmental, critical, if I'm doing something in this team that breaks the team or whatever that is, I'm giving you the permission. Please do it. Tell me. Okay, that builds trust. So, pagka sa meeting, they can tell you because they know you're not going to react. They know you're not going to take it personally. So, that's good. Anyone else? Yes.
I think it's also important to be generous with your appreciation. You receive the parang getting corrected, but at the same time, you also tell them, thank you for letting me know things. Parang.
Very good. So you build trust by being generous also with your affirmation and with your appreciation with people. Anyone else? Meron pa? Yes.
Have the attitude of servant leadership.
Okay, well, the right attitude of servanthood. Okay, trying to serve them. One of the most important ways to build trust is, I still think it's really being together, knowing each other personally. Again, with us, hindi natin to ma... Again, one of the things that we cannot avoid is there'll be times we'll be offended. That's just part of it. But the more you know the person, the easier it is to let go. Diba? Pagka hindi mo kilala, ano ba sa inyo yun, naglilinger pa sa utak nyo yung kung anong ginawa sa kanila during the meeting, kung ano sinabi sa'yo, kung ano yung mukha, yung pag-uwi mo, pag ibig sabihin, ba't niya ba ginawa yun? Pare-pareho lang tayo dito. It will haunt you unless you know them. It's easier to let go if you know them personally. And so again, knowing each other and building relationally, it works both ways. Minsan, we put it on the leader, di ba? It's easy to say, hindi naman siya nagbibuild ng relationship sa akin, ba't ako magbibuild sa kanya? It always works both ways. In the province, ganun kami, again, I'm a provincial pastor. Laging yung Manila naman, hindi dati kasi wala pang Bishop Jurey, wala namang. So it's so fluid before. And the farther you are, the more isolated you feel. And Pastor Steve would always say, the phone works both ways. If you want us to reach out to you, you can also reach out to us. So if we want to know each other personally, if we have to have a stronger trust, we need to take the initiative to get to know each other. Okay? Hindi lang yung surface level. Na, kasi pag sa working relationship lang, hindi mo masyado makikilala. Yung begin, one time we were in a... Sa U-Belt, pastor's meeting namin, ang agenda lang namin is, how are you? What are the challenges? What are the things? May mga ganun kami na agenda lang na ang tanong lang, ano yung biggest victory mo this recently? Ano yung biggest challenges mo? And may isang pastor nagsabi, anong dinadaanan niya? After that, one of our pastors said, wow, I appreciate. Yun pala yung dinaanan niya. Yun pala. Now I understand him more. Minsan ganun lang eh. Minsan yung... Oh, yun pala, may pinagdadaanan wala. Oh, yun pala, yun pala yung past niya. Oh, minsan, sobrang frustrated ako. Yung pala, ganun pala yun. That's the kind of background he had. And the more we know each other, the more we can trust each other. Okay, so trust is very, very important. Second, effective teams, they engage in healthy conflict around ideas. Now, that's the operative phrase there, around ideas. Ngayon, syempre, yung conflict, pag mga Pinoy, negative agad yung connotation. Kaya healthy. So yung mga keywords, healthy, wag natin masyadong tingnan yung conflict. Medyo Western yun eh. Healthy, and then around ideas. Sinabi ni Lynn kanina yung voice out your opinions, di ba? One thing that happens when you don't voice out your opinion is that you don't engage in healthy conflict around ideas. And tayo mga Pilipino, Asians in general, Filipinos in particular, we don't want clashes of opinions. Sino ba sa inyo dito naturally ayaw mo ng clashes of opinion? Naturally. I'm naturally like that. May mga iba na, di ba, mga Pastor Ferdy, Pastor Joe, okay lang yan. What do you mean? Di ba? Mga nasa US si Pastor, nagkwento ni Pastor Ferdy, Pastor Ariel, nasa US sila. Tapos they were talking about, mga Amerikano na to, ah, mga Amerikano, malalakas na to. Sabi nung isang American, you know, I think they're the, nag-a-assess sila ng mga church planters, future church planters. Sabi ng American pastor, I think they're intimidated with us. They get intimidated. Sabi ni Pastor Ferdy, what do you mean they're intimidated with us? Tawa na lang lahat. That's what I mean. May mga iba confrontational talaga. Walang problema mag-confront. Walang ma... Di ba? Pero yung minsan tayo, ako talaga, I'd rather keep silent. Parang, meron ba sa inyo dito, strengths finder nyo, harmony? Harmony? Okay, meron. Lalo yung mga harmony, ayaw mo na may nagka-clash, parang ikaw na, tatahimik ka na lang. Or sometimes because of our own insecurities, feeling natin, hindi maganda yung idea ko, bago lang ako dito. Yan yung mga that's the reason why we, sino ba naman ako? Di ba? Minsan ganyan, yung nasamahin mo, sino ba naman ako? Sila, ganyan. Tapos minsan ganito, lahat na sila nag-a-agree. Ikaw, you feel strongly, you keep quiet. Kasi iniisip mo, lahat na sila agree, baka ako mali. Diba? So let's just voice it out. Kung tayo mali, tayo mali. Let's just be secure too. Eh, mali. If it's a dumb idea, it's a dumb idea. We have to be secure. Ang nangyayari kasi pagka hindi tayo nag-voice out, if team members do not openly air their opinions, what happens? Nagkakaroon ng mga, sa US tawag nila, water cooler discussions, di ba? Tahimik ka, tahimik, tahimik. Tapos pag nag-alisa na, doon ka bubulong. Alam mo, tingin ko hindi okay yun eh. Doon ka bumubulong, that's not healthy in a team. Yung mga may bulong-bulungan. Kung gusto natin, harapan na, i-open up na natin. Sabihin na natin doon. It's not healthy for alam ko, we're not naive. It happens. I'm sure it happens with my team, happens with your team. But the more we can minimize it, the better we can work as a team. And the way we minimize those water cooler moments is when we try to openly air our opinions, whether good or bad, whether brilliant or dumb. We just have to say it, and we have to embrace the fact that I'm not going to be judged in this team. In this team, I'm accepted. I'm loved. Kaya, sabi ko kanina, kaya yung relationship natin kay Lord sobrang importante. Get your, magkakaroon naman tayo ng inside-out transformation kay Paul Barker. Our approval, our acceptance is in God. So, minsan, you would feel that in times that during a team, there's a pastor in but I just sat down kasi feeling niya, hindi nagmamatter opinion niya, feeling niya, ganito. And I just have to say, I have to affirm him. Of course, we can always, kanina sinabi, di ba? We can always build this culture when we were generous with our affirmation. Dito, important yun. Parang kahit na yung inaano natin to, tinatry natin yung wala mo ng barilan ng ideas. ano mo, may idea ako, pangit, di ba? Ay nako, stupid, di ba? Kahit alam mong stupid, wag muna, di ba? Parang ganda ng ano mo, ha? Puso mo. Puso. Pangit idea mo, pero maganda puso mo. Diba? Parang, at least be generous with our affirmation. Let's try to find, wag naman tayong fake, di ba? Ito yung mga relational intelligence to, kailangan ito. Wag tayong fake na parang talagang dumb yung idea. Parang, brilliant. Gabi, no? Tapos nung nagbutuhan, sino gusto, hindi mo binoto, di ba? Minsan may mga gano'n, peke ka. Sabi mo, ganda na idea ko, nung nagbutuhan, hindi mo binoto. Ang na-appreciate ko sa wife ko is, meron siyang, meron siyang hinahanap na isang good, may, minsan ganun lang eh. There's one good quality about what they said or what they did. Tapos may app description kaya yung vocabulary ko nag-expand sa wife ko eh. Sabihin niya, eh, same na naman yung adjective mo. Okay, kailangan ng ibang adjective. But it becomes sincere. Kasi pag general lang affirmation mo, good, good. Alam niya ba yung meeting? Oh, may idea. Good, 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 good. Anyone else? Napapansin mo, every meeting, good, good, good. Binubola lang ako nito. So, i-affirm mo what's good about it. Ano ba yung okay dun sa sinabi niya? Or, so, at least, affirm natin. So, this is very important. Generous in encouragement and affirmation would create a culture where people, team members, could openly air their opinions. Okay? Number three, effective teams. They commit to decisions and plans of action of the whole team. Let me add, even if at first they don't agree with it. Even if they don't feel like that's the best decision. And that's where it's difficult for us to do this. Sa Apple, ito yung sinabi nila, biography ni Steve Jobs. They would debate around ideas. Good to Great then. Good to Great na book. Those Good to Great companies, how many of you are familiar with the book Good to Great? Good to Great is a study of different companies that have become not just good, but become great on a consistent level 15 years. So, inaral nila for the past 15 years. Tuloy-tuloy yung company. And here's one of the things that they found out about those companies. I mean, lahat ng companies na yon, they debate, they discuss, they passionately, sometimes heated discussion about ideas. But after they make a decision, they leave that meeting, lahat friends, lahat committed kung ano yung decision. Okay, so I think this is one of those we would have to learn yung passionate ka. And then, pagka meron na, then that's what happens. Ako as a team leader and I've... kung walang, ang tawag doon consensus, hindi majority wins. Diba? Kasi majority wins, we're not a democracy. We're not a democracy where sampu gusto yung gawin ito, tapos yung siyam, talo kayong siyam, ito gagawin natin. It's always a consensus where if there's a strong pushback, if it's a major decision, kung strong pushback sa poster lang, parang hello, let go. Kung sa font lang ng poster, parang hello. Minsan, we cannot major on the minor. But if it's major decision, if there's anyone in the team that has a strong pushback, then it would always be prudent not to push a decision. Now again, may mga iba naman na kahit hindi ka nag-agree, wala ka namang strong pushback. Alam mo, that's not the best, but it will not ruin the team. Tayo naman as a team, ganun din dapat. Diba? Alam mo, it's not the best idea, but it will not ruin the team. It will not really destroy us or we will not suffer any major setback. I-let go mo na. Ikaw din naman. May mga iba rin kasi talaga ayaw mag-let go. Parang hello, parang di na tayo makaandal dito. So that's the give and take of this. Pero yun nga, pagka nag-decision na, pag nag-commit na, pag nag-decide na yung whole team, we have to support it. Doesn't matter what you feel about the decision. If you said yes to it, then go all out in doing that. Kasi ang nangyari, pag walang commitment, pag, alimbawa, yung decision, pumutok, hindi naging okay, you can never say, sinabi ko na kasi. Pag sinabi mo yung sinabi ko na kasi, you're not practicing this. You're not committed to the decision in the first place. Okay? So pagka nagkamali, dapat ang dating tayo lahat yan. Even if you did not agree in the first place, you committed to the decision, you take corporate responsibility. And again, that's what I like about Pastor Steve. He always takes corporate responsibility. Whatever happens, he'll bring a correction. He'll say, this is what happened. And then he'll say, it all points back to me. One of the things, a throw in good to great. I mean, great leaders know how to practice the mirror in the window principle. The mirror in the window. Most of the time, bad leaders, pagka may magandang nangyari, sila yung credit. It's their leadership. Pag may pangit na nangyari, it's because of somebody else. May ang good leader, pagka may magandang nangyari, they look out the window. It's because of somebody else, external factors. Pag may pangit na nangyari, they look at the mirror. It's me. Okay, so we take corporate responsibility. Mirror. Pagka may decision na, mirror na lagi yan. Pagka pumalpak yan. Pero pagka maganda, it's the team. Okay. So that's how we build strong, effective teams. Number four, ito sinabi kanina ni Val and a couple of you about accountability. They hold one another accountable for delivering those plans. One of the things that Pastor Steve would always do to us, kasi madaling magpa-accountability sa leader mo, diba? Sa head. Sino man nagli-lead. Mahirap yung peer accountability. And that's what teamwork is. If we want to be effective, then we need to have accountability with teamwork. Binanggit din ni Lara kanina yan, yung giving them permission, hold me accountable. Pastor Steve would always do that. Minsan hindi nag-a-assign ng leader sa Pastor Steve. Alis lang siya. It's all of you. All of us. Alala ko, that was so hard the first time that Pastor Steve had been going to the U.S. 08, 09. I remember 08 where he would leave and he would say, it's all of us, you know. So kailangan matuto kami na it's Joey, it's Manny, it's me. Matuto kami to be able to hold each other accountable and correct each other. If somebody would do this, we cannot just keep silent. And again, during that time, one of the youngest, one of the newest, galing akong province, I can say, I'll just keep quiet. But there'll be times that I would feel like it is very crucial that I can't let go. I have to speak up. A couple of times I had to speak with Joey, I had to speak with Manny. I have to muster all my strength and all the courage to be able to hold them accountable. It's easy for them to hold us accountable. Kasi sila yung mas leader, sila yung mas senior, sila yung... Pero kung ikaw yung feeling mong mas bata, ikaw yung feeling mong mas bago, it's hard. But that's what it means. It's peer accountability. You just don't hold the people under you accountable. You hold each other accountable. We don't hesitate to call our peers on actions, not just actions, but on behaviors. Kanina, diba, consistency, let's deliver, let's produce. Minsan, nagproproduce ka, pero yung behavior mo in producing the result wasn't good. Okay, we call out behaviors as well. Maganda yung ano, yung sa Malcolm Gladwell, I think. What got you here won't get you there. Top executives, ang problema nila is not smarts. It's not strategy. It's not about getting things done. The problem of most top executives is behavioral. The way they say things, the way they do things, yung mukha nila, yung insensitivity nila, yung it's really the problem. The higher up you go in leadership, the more we need to know how to behave properly. And we call each other out for our actions and for our behaviors. And lastly, alam magkaroon tayo na a bit of discussion. They focus on the achievement of collective goals and results. Pastor Paolo would say, we have one scoreboard. Diba? Sa Gilas, Pilipinas. Pag-usapan natin yung heartbreak nating lahat. Iyak si Mark Pringles kasi ang scoreboard, talo pa rin tayo ng 4. It doesn't matter kung ano yung individual scores. Individual rebounds or assists. It doesn't matter. Kahit na ikaw si Andy Blatch na nag-score ng 24 points or si L.A. Tenorio had a great game. He had 16 points. At the end of the day, what really matters is we lost by 4 points. Isa lang yung scoreboard. So if we're gonna function as an effective team, that's only math. That's hindi ito yung basta kami, yung department namin nag produce. Kung kayo yung pumalpak, hindi na kami yan. Yung minsan, ganun. So in a meeting, you don't feel bad kasi feeling mo nag-produce, but we should feel bad. If it doesn't accomplish the purpose of why we set out to do it, we should all feel bad. It doesn't matter your performance individually or your performance as a department. We should all feel bad. Ganun lang. Because we're a team. Gusto ko yung ginawa ni Lara doon sa team, di ba? Nag-sacrifice siya, binigay niya. And that's what one scoreboard means. That's a fantastic way of having a memorable team experience. Well, you put down your own needs, you put down your own wants ahead of the collective goals of the team. That's what she did. And kaya sweet, di ba? Yung, nung nanalo kayo, parang it's sweeter because you sacrificed for it. So, okay, we'll, in our remaining moments, can you just share to your group what's one thing that you've learned and how you can apply it in your own teams that you're a part of? And we'll have a little bit of discussion.
Thank you.
Okay, finish up. Meron bang gusto mag-share? Meron ba kayong gustong i-volunteer na mag-share? Ang ganda na sagot nung katabi nyo. Okay, anyone you want to share or you what you've learned or you want to volunteer the person seated next to you? Ang ganda ng share. Ayun, binavolunteer ka nila, Eros. Okay, ganda daw na share mo. Oh, ikaw.
Sige, let me try. Sabi ko po kasi na parang nuggets naman of everything, di ba? Let's say the five ways. So, pero for me, it's really on what highlighted talaga. The highlight for me is really yung to position yourself in humility. Whether you're the one leading or you're the one supporting. For example, if you're the support, parang you trust that your leader, whether the leadership style is according to your preference or not, you deliver, you submit naman. If you're naman the leader, parang you trust also your teammates na they're gonna do what you delegated naman sa kanila. And parang what cap it off yung verse, Christian ako, di ba? May verse.
Wow.
The verse in 1 Corinthians 12:19 na, for no matter how significant you are, it is only because of what you are part of. So, parang si Miss Pinky kasi, siya po yung boss ko, parang sabi, she always kasi reminds us na we're only as good as our weakest link. Good. So, huwag kang magpaka, alam mo yan, significant because you're the one leading. Good. Or ikaw naman, huwag ka din parang you always position yourself in humility to receive and to give naman.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Attitude of humility. Anyone else? Gusto nyong Ayan, si Edrelyn daw. Ayan.
Yung sa akin lang sa yung sa word na sinabi ko na. Kasi madalas ko yung nagagawa. Or somehow napipigilan ko naman. Pero napapansin ko lang sa wife ko, ganun ako eh. Parang may decision na ganyan. Pipigilan ko yung sarili ko. Struggle siya, napigilan ko na. Sinabi ko na eh. Parang ganun. Minsan pumapasok pa sa isip ko na sana magkamali. para tama yung sinabi ko. So, so parang non-commitment pala siya. Yung parang gano'n, na nakaka-discourage siya dun sa team.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else? Ito, JC.
Sa amin, Pastor Gilbert, there should be an equal importance between missional and relational. Kasi as admin, you would know this, that you need to have the right number of volunteers every Sunday, that you need to have a tech, music, and a preacher. So we're mainly focused on that every Sunday. So kasi sa Pioneer, parang we've built the journey, parang inayos na namin yung process. But the relationship level namin yan, parang kulang. So right now, what we're doing is we really deliberately take time to pray for our volunteers, spend time with them, meet with our ministry head. So it's just a check and balance right now na parang what we're doing right now is, yes, it's missional, but at the same time, we have to make a conscious effort in really getting to know them and spending more time with them. So that.
Good. Thank you. Anyone else? Dito naman, James.
We were discussing about sabi ko nga sa kanila, yung palang building a trust, parang how you can build, parang how can you earn or build a trust. Siguro yung nag-ano sa akin yung parang voicing out your concern, let's say you're in a meeting, parang no matter, yun nga, minsan kasi tingin mo hindi, parang di okay yung ideas mo, ganyan. So yun lang, being vocal with your concerns or kung ano pang idea yan, and then I think i-avoid talaga yung mga anong sabi mo kay water cooler conversation na parang kasi inyon eh, parang it develops yun, nawawala yung trust nyo sa isa't isa when you discuss behind, yeah. Ano mo yan, parang yung mga behind the scene moments. So I think it's very important to dun pa lang masettle na yung mga kailangan isettle.
Good, thank you. Yes, Rain.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanna add to that. For me, yung ano yung sa key components ng effective team, number three, yung commit to a decision or plan of action. Parang ang takeaway ko talaga is really yung the value of the meeting or the value of coming together towards a resolution. And so if parang if the team commits to a resolution or plan of action, the next step to that is really implementing. Ang nangyari, baka sometimes nagkakaroon ng extension ng meeting. Nag-commit ka sa plan of action resolution, tapos na yung meeting, mag-aakda kayo, tapos may water cooler meeting na nangyari somewhere else, na babago na yung plan of action. And so you get lost in the process. I thought we have discussed on, you know, doing plan A, how come we're doing B, and you know. So there.
Kaya minsan yung miscommunication ang nangyayari din, di ba? Yeah. Akala ng lahat, ito yung decision, tapos iba yung ginawa. Yung pala kasi hindi fully committed lahat. So, okay. Hindi nangyayari sa atin yan, di ba? Alam ko hindi nangyayari yan. Okay. Yes, Lolay, nag-task ka kumay.
For me also is, yes po. Yung sa confrontation, kasi personally, I don't like confrontations. But yun nga, we've been reminded by Pastor Edgar, if you need to voice it out. So, para because it could be someone also feels that way. And it could be vital to the decision. So, you have to voice it out. Yun po.
Okay. Any questions before we end? Baka meron kayong question, concern? Varsha at Janet, baka gusto niyo mag-share? Ito na rin, J-Lord. J-Lord.
Actually, I really like yung, ano, po yung water cooler no discussions. Pero
you
ang
like
tanong
it?
Ko lang...
You like
hindi, I like the discussion about that.
Okay.
It's not, I don't like...
Yung pala yung takeaway okay. niya, I like the water cooler discussion. Okay.
Kaya lang po, ang question ko, if we're the one validating or parang facilitating the discussion, how can we avoid that?
That's a good question. Okay. How do you avoid that? I think it's always good, and again, I've tried to learn from Pastor Steve. Si Pastor Steve as a leader, one of the things also sa Malcolm Gladwell's book, yung adding too much value. You as a leader, you always say what you think. So si Pastor Steve would not say first what he thinks and what he thinks needs to be done. He asks questions first. So usually, ina-ask mo talaga, dino-draw out mo. Para, kasi, minsan, so as a leader, you need to be very sensitive to them. May mga iba na umu-o, pero alam mong hindi pa nagba-buy in talaga, mukhang hindi naman talaga. So you draw it out with questions. So minsan kasi pag team, di ba, so okay na lahat, wala nang concerns. Iba yun, that's too general. Pag gumanon lang yun, maganda if you say, how about you, what do you think about this? So I think asking good questions as a leader that would draw out what they really feel and what they really think about it is vital if you're leading a team or a meeting. Hey, any more questions? Varsha, magsalita ka naman. Ano bang gusto mong tip sa amin lahat? Anything you want to say about teamwork?
I was thinking about the last one, yung draw out what others think by asking questions. I think that's if you're the leader, right? But if you're the person in the team who is hesitant about giving your comment or concern or voicing out your concern, I think you can also do it by asking questions. Like, how will this affect this or something like that? Instead of saying, oh, that's wrong or I don't think it's going to work.
I think that's where relational intelligence really comes in. Your ability to relate well with people. Kasi minsan nga ganun, kaya nasushoot down yung ideas. That's very good. Thank you, Varsha. Kaya nasushoot down agad kasi yung pagkasabi mo agad, di ba? Parang, I don't agree with that. Parang, they shoot down. I think this is the best. But that's one of the things we were learning nung Metro Manila Senior Pastors, nung wala na si Pastor Steve, and we were together. And we, so, lahat, karamihan naman, hindi naman lahat, pero karamihan strong yung strong personality, strong opinion. So instead of nagbabanggaan, there was a time, yung mga una, yung mga senior pastors meeting, mga 08, talagang heated, as in heated. Parang, Kristiyano ba tayo? Parang ganun yung, parang mainit talaga. Diba, si, nandiyan si Pastor Robert, nandiyan si Pastor Ferdy, yun yung imagine lang yung mga Joey Bonifacio, yung mga nandiyan lang. Okay. So, pero tama eh, naggumanda yung team chemistry when we started with questions. I just want to ask a question. Okay, minsan you phrase it first with, I'm not sure, this is probably just me, but this is how I feel. Mas madali i-receive yun eh. I might be wrong, but I just want to think out loud. Ito mga skills na to. May marami pa yan. There's a lot of skills for us to be heard in meetings like that. If you feel like you're not heard, it's also probably because we need more skills to know how to be heard. Okay? So again, those are really good tips, Varsha. Thank you. One more, last question, and we'll end. James, no? Wala na? Questions? Okay, that's it. So again, let me pray for you. Lord, thank you for, you said in Ephesians, Lord, to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. And that we want to work as a team, but more than anything, we want to be one because it pleases you, Lord. We want to be one because we are your body, Lord, and you're the head. You lead us. Ultimately, you're the leader of our team, and we're one big team, Lord. May we honor you in everything we do as a team, and may you teach us, Lord, to how to relate with each other, just like what Jesus said, Lord, but at the same time, fulfill the mission that you've given us. Lord, we need your grace. We humble ourselves. We say, apart from you, we can never do this. But Lord, thank you that you're building strong teams and that you're doing great things with us and through us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. All right, how many of you appreciate the session with Pastor Gilbert? More than anything, what we would like for you is to get the impartation, okay? To get the impartation, get the culture. Okay, sometimes you're new, you don't know how we do things, you don't know how it is, but get it, the teams are important to us because God has given us something very important to do. We want to do it together with one another. We want to build good and strong teams, okay? So unity is important. Handling offense is important because Pastor Gilbert said it's just normal, okay? If you're surprised that you're offended because this is a Christian organization, you are not living in the reality of where we are because we work with one another. How many hours would you spend with each other? It's a lot, okay? So the possibility of an offense is very high. So you have to learn early on how to handle it, how to just go to each other and then just deal with it, forgive. And communication is very important. How you come across is also very important. And when you are working with teams, it's very important to create an atmosphere where you can just be honest and open and safe. It should be a safe environment. Now, you can say whatever you want. I will not judge you. I will say whatever you want, and I hope you take it also. Because we cannot naman, for the semblance of unity and order or harmony, hindi rin naman pwedeng everyone would agree with one another because you won't make good decisions. You won't make great decisions because in a team, maraming opinions yan. May maraming great ideas, but you have to come up with the best idea and then go with it. And once a decision has been made, sabi ni Pastor Gilbert, commit to it. Yun yung beauty. That's why in a discussion setting, anything goes. When you're brainstorming, lahat ng ideas, they're very important, but once a decision has been made, execution na yan. Gagawin na natin yun. All right? So teams are very important. Okay, let's give another clap up, to Pastor Gilbert. Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. We are going on our lunch break. We will come back at 1:30 exact. I just want to reiterate, even during the breaks, you have to sit down on time, okay? Kasi it's still paper, okay? And we don't want to make papers. But if it's okay for you, you have extra time to do a paper, then take your time during the break also, di ba? All right? Clear yet with everyone, ah? Okay, don't be surprised, all right? Okay, have a good lunch break. God bless you all. Thank you.